From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. President targets 150,000 internship participants in 2022. 90% of hotel rooms in Lombok have been reserved ahead of MotoGP. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has targeted 150,000 college students to partake in various internships through the Freedom of Learning in Campus, or MBKM, program in 2022, a threefold increase from the participant count in 2021. As quoted by Antara, the head of state remarked on Monday that the government will prepare some 40% of them to become digital talents. Jokowi affirmed that the MBKM program's participants will take up internship in well-known companies to ready them to become superior human resources. Ahead of the 2022 MotoGP in Mandalika, West Nusa Tenggara, regional government and the central government have added accommodation facilities. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy has recorded that until January 3, 2022, 90% of hotel rooms have been booked for the accommodation need of the 2022 MotoGP. It was said by the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, at a press conference on Monday. He predicted the accommodation occupancy of the event would be able to reach 100%.
Beberapa data yang kami kumpulkan, Asosiasi Hotel Mataram.
Some data collected by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy from the Mataram Hotel Association on January 3rd, 90% of hotel rooms in the city of Mataram have been booked for accommodation of the 2022 Indonesian MotoGP. Mataram City has more than 2,000 hotel rooms which become members of the Mataram Hotel Association. West Nusa Tenggara Regional Government predicts hotel occupancy in Lombok during the MotoGP will reach 100%.
MotoGP mencapai 100%.
Moreover, Minister Sandiaga further said currently the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing has built around 300 tourism residential facilities or homestays in Lombok. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy has also prepared glamour camping facilities in some areas in Lombok. Bundling package is also prepared in which tourists also get shuttle facilities from Bali to Lombok during the MotoGP event on March 18 to the 20, 2022. Next, we have Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Airlangga Hartarto, who affirmed that usage of the Nusantara vaccine in hospitals differed from that of other brands of vaccines. As quoted by Antara, the minister noted during an online press conference on Monday, Nusantara vaccine will certainly continue to be promoted and is currently being given in hospitals. On the other hand, some of the red and white vaccines that entered the trial stage comprise the vaccine manufactured through collaboration between Airlangga University and Biotis and the vaccine produced by Baylor and state-owned enterprises. The last national news comes from the Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin, who said that 26% of the total Omicron patients in Indonesia had recovered and returned to their homes. As reported by Antara, Sadikin stated in an online press conference on Monday, of the 414 people being treated for Omicron, 114 people, or around 26%, have recovered, including two patients who were in the moderate category and needed oxygen treatment so that they can return home. To this end, the minister concluded, although the Omicron variant can transmit faster among people, it is less severe in nature. Now we move to the international news. The United States reported at least more than 1 million new coronavirus infections on Monday, according to a Reuters tally, the highest daily total of any country in the world as the spread of the highly contagious Omicron variant showed no signs of slowing. As reported by Reuters.com, the previous record was 103 million cases on January 3rd. A large number of cases are reported each Monday due to many states not reporting over the weekend. Next, we have Japan that will maintain the tight entry restrictions it put in place to prevent the spread of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus until the end of February. Its prime minister said on Tuesday, though some exceptions for humanitarian issues may be considered. As reported by Reuters.com, the country adopted some of the strictest border controls in the world when the Omicron variant emerged late last year, banning all new entry by non-Japanese, including students and foreign family members of Japanese or permanent residents, unless in exceptional circumstances. We end the news with Russia, which has told the U.S. that it has no intention of invading Ukraine, after officials from both countries met for high-stakes talks in Geneva. As quoted by BBC.com, after a meeting that lasted for 7 hours on Monday, both sides agreed to continue efforts to reduce tensions, but there was no sign of a major breakthrough following the talks. Well, listeners, next we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Ambassador Harry Ahmadi Inaugurates PPI Japan Board Members.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Indonesian Ambassador for Japan and Micronesia Harry Ahmadi inaugurated the 2021 until 2022 board members of Indonesian Students Association or PPI Japan at Indonesian Embassy Tokyo on Saturday, January 8th. Dava Shan Adinegoro and Adi Arifianto were inaugurated as the Chairperson and Secretary General of PPI Japan for 2021 and 2022 period, along with more than 50 other board members. In a written statement, the Indonesian Embassy Tokyo received in Jakarta on Saturday, Ambassador Harry affirmed that PPI Japan is an important people component for Indonesian Embassy Tokyo and Indonesian Consul General Osaka in education and cultural language diplomacy. Meanwhile, PPI Japan's new chairperson, Dava Shan Adinegoro, appreciated the full support given by Indonesian Embassy Tokyo and Indonesian Consul General Osaka in every PPI Japan's events. He ensured that PPI Japan is ready to bring a good image of Indonesia through various cultural diplomacy activities and promotions in Japan. And listener, that's Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history starts with the event on January 10, 1920, when the League of Nations was established. The League of Nations was established after World War I in a bid to accommodate the interest of the nations and to maintain world peace. The establishment of the League was initiated by the US President Woodrow Wilson in the peace agreement in Versailles. But the United States did not join the League. 42 countries became members when the League was established. Among 23 countries, still survive as members until the League was dismissed in 1945. Next event is that in 1929, the legendary comic about a journalist Tang Tang was published for the first time in Belgium. The story of Tang Tang comic previously only appeared in an additional edition of Le Vingtième Siècle in Belgium, with an interesting and funny story of the adventure of a young journalist accompanied by a white dog. Tang Tang's comic has brought ideas and fresh entertainment to the readers. The story is presented by illustrator Georges Remy with the pseudonym Ers, took a lot of inspiration from articles and photographs of various sources. One of the titles of Tang Tang Adventures is Flight 714, which took place on an island in Indonesia. When today in history on January 10, 1966, when demonstration action of students with Tri Tura occurred. After political conflict in September 1965 and also a communist issue which hit Indonesia, thousands of students who joined in the United of Indonesian Student Action or KAMI staged a huge demonstration in Jakarta and some other places on January 10, 1966. The action was known with the name Tri Tura or People's Three Demands, consisting of first, dismissing Communist Party of Indonesia, second, changing Dwi Kora cabinet, and third, decreasing the prices. The action spread throughout Indonesia and finally, President Sukarno was forced to issue Surat Perintah 11 Maret or Order of March 11th, which delegated full authority to Lieutenant General Suharto to take action in a bid to restore the situation throughout Indonesia. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Songs Indonesia.
Tak mungkin menghilang. tersisa lagi waktu bersama. Mengapa masih ada sisa rasa di dada di saat kau pergi begitu saja? Mampukah ku bertahan tanpa
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we take you to Gegesik Kulon Village, which won second place in the Best Tourism Village in the Creative Content category at the 2021 Indonesian Tourism Village Award held by the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. In this edition, we invite you to know more about the Gegesik Kulon Tourism Village. This tourism village is located in Cirebon, West Java, on an area of 402 hectares and has a variety of tourism potential. This village is also known for preserving its arts and culture, so it is nicknamed the Village of Artists because many Gegesik Kulon people work as artists. When traveling to Gegesik Kulon Tourism Village, you will be invited to preserve traditional arts and culture by participating in various trainings. You can learn the art of wood carving, the art of mass dance, the art of rampak kendang or a traditional West Java percussion ensemble, and learn glass painting, as well as the sculpting and coloring of wayang kulit or leather shadow puppet in art studios in the village. In this village, if you are interested in the art of dance, you can learn Lima Wanda Mass Dance, including the Mass of Panji, Samba, Rumiang, Temanggung, and Kelana. From music art, you can learn the ensemble of gamelan prawa and pelog, as well as rampak kendang. Lima wanda mass dance and rampak kendang are usually performed to welcome guests who visit the village. Then, there are also theater art such as drama, dalang wayang puppet master, ronggeng Bugis, wayang sabet, and berokan or lion dance with local wisdom called barongsai. Not only that, there is also literary art where you can learn wangsalan or Javanese rhyming poetry and macapat or Javanese poetry. If you are interested in making wayang kulit leather shadow puppet in Gegesik Kulon village, there is a figure of Kisawiyah who will provide training and education. You will learn the basic techniques of making wayang kulit, starting from the basic material processing, sculpting to coloring, or called tatah sungging. Tatah sungging is a combination of the word tatah, which means to sculpt, and sungging or coloring. Gegesik Kulon village is also known for its carving art products from teak wood, which have a very good quality and are resistant to termites. Listener, you can also go around the village by riding a horse while enjoying the beauty of the Gegesik Kulon tourist village. Don't forget to try the special food. One of them is manuk brekek or fried duck. There are also snacks for souvenirs from this village, namely opak and geplak. Opak are crackers cooked with sand and smeared with special spices, so the taste is more distinctive. Meanwhile, geplak is a snack made from flour and coconut juice with spices. In addition, there are kerupuk melarat or crackers, dodol sticky glutinous cake, and liquid smoke of immune-boosting drinks from coconut shells. For those of you who want to spend the night there, there is a homestay at a cost of 150,000 rupiah to 200,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Always going to be the one for me.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in Voice of Indonesia's English program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language or Bahasa Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Nonton Film di Bioskop. Nonton film di bioskop, which means watching a film at the movies. Next is an example of a conversation related to today's topic entitled Ya Benar. Ya Benar, which means yes, that's right. This conversation takes place between Kevin and Nuni. Kevin wants to know Nuni's opinion about the movie they have just watched. Let's listen to their conversation.
Filmnya seru ya?
Ya benar, filmnya seru sekali.
After listening to the conversation entitled Ya benar, which means yes, that's right, I'll present some phrases and vocabulary related to it. I'll say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Film. Film, which means film or movie. Seru. Seru, which means exciting or fun. Filmnya seru ya? Filmnya seru ya? Which means the film is exciting, right? Ya benar. Ya benar, which means yes, that's right. Filmnya seru sekali. Filmnya seru sekali, which means the film is very exciting. Tidak bagus. Tidak bagus, which means not good. Kurang bagus. Kurang bagus, which means not so good. In the conversation between Kevin and Nuni, there is an expression, ya benar. Ya benar, which means yes, it's true or that's right. The phrase can be used in a various conversational contexts, one of which is to convey agreement. To say that you agree with your friend's assessment of something, you can say ya benar. Ya benar, which means yes, it's true or that's right. If you do not agree with your friend's assessment, you can use the word tidak. Tidak, which means not, or kurang. Kurang, which means not so. For example, tidak bagus. Tidak bagus, which means not good. Or kurang bagus. Kurang bagus, which means not so good. Let's listen to other examples of agreeing or disagreeing. Filmnya seru ya? Filmnya seru ya? Which means, is an exciting movie, isn't it? Ya benar, filmnya seru sekali. Ya benar, filmnya seru sekali. Which means yes, right. The film is really exciting. Filmnya seru ya. Filmnya seru ya. Which means, isn't the movie exciting? Menurutku kurang seru. Menurutku kurang seru. Which means, I think it's not so exciting. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation one more time.
Filmnya seru ya?
Ya benar, filmnya seru sekali.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Nonton Film di Bioskop. nonton film di bioskop, which means watching a film at the movies. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa!
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu,
Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Pantun Pinanggan by Siti Nur Ulfa Rafa'i. The song Pantun Pinanggan comprises the lines of pantun or rhyming poetry. This song tells the story of someone who is waiting for her lover's proposal. The song Pantun Pinanggan uses the Malay language with Sambas dialect. Sambas is one of districts in West Kalimantan. Well, listener, here is the Malay song, Pantun Pinanggan, by Siti Nur Ulfa Rafa'i. Enjoy the song.
Datang itu, datang be.
walaupun lama, adik siap tunggu pinggangan. Biar cepat ataupun lama, adik siap tunggu pinggangan. Dari saya ke tangga emas, tinggal dolok ke sungai pinggang. Dari saya ke tangga emas, tinggal dolok ke sungai pinggang. Saberai usana cemas, habis bulan di antar pinggang. Saberai usana cemas, habis bulan di antar pinggang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Berdua kita lalui.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.